Who was tending the store while I gave evidence that Monday morning? It was Pauly, my boss, the owner of Omni Video. Now, I've known Pauly since I was a kid. I think his mom still has the snapshot of me beating him up when we were 5 years old. Normally, I open the store at 10, do the orders and paperwork, and check in returns until noon, when one of the part-timers, they're both college students, comes in and works until 6, which is when I come back and hold down the fort until close. "Hey, didn't think I'd see you," said restless Pauly, eager to depart, when I came in at 11:30. "Everything cool downtown?" "Routine stuff," I said as I opened the drop box and took out 6, 7, 8, 9 videos. "Same old questions. How's the computer?" "It's cool, it's easy," said Pauly, jiggling the keys of his Acura. "I ran all your reports, but that ribbon messed up. It jammed on the last one." "I'll run it again," I said, as I disentangled the ribbon cartridge. "Pretty good job for an occasional part-time worker." "So far today, you've had exactly one paying customer," said Pauly, the daring but prudent entrepreneur. "Is that your typical Monday morning?" "Mornings are slow," I said, "except for returns." "Hey, it's cool," said quick-footed Pauly, moving toward the door. "We'll do the porn tomorrow. Did you see Tim?" "No sign of him," I said. "I guess he's doing something with the feds. I shot some pool with him one night last week." "Cool," said Pauly, pausing at the door. "Listen," he said, "I hear there's been a lot of cops in here, a lot of reporters." "I give them coffee," I said, as I poured myself a cup. "This is the Central Exchange for Vulmer Jokes. We are a pillar of the law enforcement community." "Cool," said Pauly. "Yeah, that's cool. I like that." When his car had purred off, I sat down at the computer, but instead of rerunning the last report, I changed the date to a day in August, 2.5 years ago, and created an account for Gunther Mandrake. Then I moved the file into another program and pressed a few keys, and then I pressed a few more. When Larry, the part-timer, came in at noon, I handed him a manila envelope with a 22-page printout inside. "A squad car," I said, "will be coming for this. Make sure to have some fresh coffee. I'm taking the conversation, the new letterbox version, so make a note in the computer. And, oh yeah, you need to run all the morning reports. Pauly was in today. He messed up the ribbon." That afternoon, I was planning to watch The Conversation, you know, with Gene Hackman. It's Coppola's greatest, in my opinion, for the, let me check. Wow. Oh, this is embarrassing. That was the 75th time. Anyway, afterwards I intended. I had promised myself that I was going to work for a while on my book. But in the lobby of my apartment, when I checked my mailbox, I found, along with 3 video catalogs and a postcard of some scrawny tree, the oldest living creature on Earth, from my long-distance girlfriend, I found this letter addressed to one G. Mandrake, care of Ebenezer Temple of God, 1731 Oxford Street.